بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Respected ulama ikram, elders and brothers, there is a famous saying which states, every lock has a key, meaning every problem has a solution. And with the fazl and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Muslims, with deen and Islam, we have got the master key to solve every problem on the surface of this earth. Islam has got the solution to every problem within it, provided we want to accept that solution and we want to search for that solution. We have got the Quran Sharif, which is the fountain of hidayat and guidance. There is no other book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is untampered with on the surface of this earth now besides the Quran Sharif in our knowledge. Every book has been tampered with, it has been changed, it has been distorted. We have got the Quran, not one dot has been changed, let alone a letter or a word or a sentence. Not one dot has been changed in the Quran Sharif from the time Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought the Quran. We have got the prophetic traditions, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with sound chains. We can tell you exactly when someone is quoting a hadith, he can give you his chain from him, right till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to say, this is how I have got it. All luminaries in this chain, there's no possibility of contamination, of distortion, of even changing the meaning. But the tragedy, respected friends, lies in this. When the person who has got the beacon of light in his hand, when he turns night blind, and he starts chasing after all the other blind people, looking for direction, that is where the tragedy lies. So we do understand we have got a present crisis. And definitely we have to take the necessary precautions and measures with moderation and within the confines of the Sharia. The Sharia will teach us those measures. We as Muslims, you don't need to tell us to wash our hands. We don't only wash our hands. We wash so many different parts of our bodies when we're making wudu. And this is actually an ideal opportunity for us to get into the habit of staying in wudu. Not only for us to be safe from some virus, but for us to get more near and dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To practice on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For us to sleep in a state of wudu. It's also preferable for every salah to renew your wudu. If you read one salah with the wudu, the next salah, it is preferable for you to renew your wudu. Inshallah, in this way, this is a very great protection in this dunya and in the year after. So we have got the knowledge and we have got the solution to the problem. But first of all, we have to understand what is the root cause of these problems. It is our belief that everything comes from Allah. Nothing can come in this world without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send conditions like this? So there's so many ayahs of the Quran, time does not allow us to go into the details. But basically, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ Allah is telling you, these afflictions, these calamities, these problems are based on your actions. It is our a'mal, our actions. Remember, sins, guna, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about unfavorable conditions in this world. It's going to bring about calamities. It's going to bring about sicknesses. It's going to bring about misery. So this is a'mal. And then when we go more specific, if we speak about an epidemic or a pandemic, or we speak about the ta'un that had spread in those days, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, لَمْ تَظْهَرِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي قَوْمٍ قَتُّ حَتَّى أَعْلَنُوا بِهَا That immorality never spreads in any community until they start doing it openly. Immorality in our homes, immorality in the streets, immorality in the malls, immorality on our phones, immorality on the screens. It is done openly. It's accepted. No one bats an eye at it. People do it in that way. إلا فشا فيهم الطاعون والأوجاع التي لم تكن مضت في أسلافهم. Now plague will spread and such sicknesses which never passed in their forefathers. They never saw that in their ancestors. Previous times never saw those sicknesses. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highlighted what is the root cause, one is the apparent cause, one is the outward cause, and one is the real cause. What is the real cause? We are very narrow-minded. We only look at the outward cause. It's like a man sees his light is not working. You're only looking at the light. No. Why this light is not going on? There's no electricity. Don't look at the light. Don't look at the switch. Look at where the electricity is coming from. So we are narrow-minded. We're only looking at the problem. We're only looking at the symptoms. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the root of the problem, the cause of the problem, this immorality. So now when we start putting that right, we start making tawbah, we start improving ourselves, every person within his own capacity, in his own home, tries to make an effort, already you're going to see Allah is going to start changing the conditions. But we have to first make that positive change in our lives. When it comes to the solution of these problems, now the Quran gives many solutions. The Quran and Hadith, I'm going to just highlight a few solutions from the Quran, and then people of the past, great luminaries. Remember, this is not the first time something like this is happening. In fact, this is quite light comparing to the plagues that came in the past, when you would see people dying in large scores, large numbers, old people, young people, babies, children, people with a good immune system, people with a weak immune system. That's how people were dying in the past. This is nothing, it's just the hype of the media that's making the people more frightened than anything else. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu usta'inu bis sabri was salah. O believers, seek assistance with patience and with salah. One is our farz namazes we have to read. We have to read our farz. But if every day one person reads two rakats of Salatul Haja and make dua to Allah, Allah protect us, Allah save us, what a great difference this is going to make. Again, I'm not telling you we don't take measures. We have to take measures. We can see the measures here right in front of us. So we will take measures. But we don't go to extremes and we put our trust in Allah. The second thing, Nuh alayhi salam had given this advice to his people. A universal advice, a universal solution for all problems. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Nuh alayhi salam told his people, seek forgiveness from Allah. Make istighfar. Make tawbah. Now he being advised, نَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ. Astaghfirullah, I make istighfar. I ask Allah's forgiveness. نَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ. Collectively, as Muslims, we all asking Allah's forgiveness. With a little remorse in the heart. Allah, we are sinful people. Who can say he doesn't have any sins? The greatest saint also has got some weaknesses within him. So we make istighfar in abundance. 300. Wow, how difficult it is to say astaghfirullah or nastaghfirullah 300 times. How much of time it's going to take us? So let us start making istighfar. The third solution is dua. Don't ever underestimate the power of dua. الدُّعَاء سِلَاهُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Remember, dua is the weapon of a believer. Dua will benefit you. We need to make a lot of dua. Earnest dua from the bottom of our hearts. Crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the third solution that now the Quran and Hadith is teaching us. The fourth thing is put your trust in Allah. While you will take the means, you will take the measures, trust must be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah can protect us. No one else can protect us. No doctor can solve your problem. This is a clear proof. Where are all the scientists? Where are all the professors? Where are all the researchers? Where is our progress in technology? Where is it now? Only Allah is there. Only Allah can give you shifa. If the doctor did not find any treatment for this, Allah is still there. Allah gives shifa. Put your trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we have the story of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. When Yunus alayhi salam was in the belly of the fish, what dua did he make? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. And you find pious people, you know, they made khatams of this. They sat down They read it together collectively. Read Durood Sharif first. Then La ilaha illa anta subhanaka so many times. Durood Sharif, make dua. We need to start bringing these things alive. What does Allah want from us when Allah brings about these conditions? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَضَّرَّعُونَ The Quran is replete. So many ayats of the Quran Sharif. Allah is saying, I want them to turn to me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ They must come back to me. They must humble themselves. They must beg from me. They must cry before me. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. We are not like the rest of the world. We don't just stop. We have got guidelines. We have got solutions. We are Muslims, as I mentioned. We have got prophetic traditions and narrations. So this is what Allah wants from us. So la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And then, respected friends, sadaqa. Sadaqa, in one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Dawu maradakum bis sadaqa. Treat your sick people through sadaqa. Don't just put your mind on medication. Put sadaqa every day, every person, within his own capacity. Whatever a person can afford, everyone can't give thousands of rands. Everyone can't give hundreds of thousands of rands. Even if it is one slice of bread, even if it is a little bit of milk, even if it is one piece of a date, even if it is a 50 cent, it is a 20 cent, whatever a person can afford, whatever is within his capacity, every day let us give sadaqah. Inshallah, through the barakah of sadaqah, you're going to see that positive change coming. That is going to bring Allah's help now. What we need Allah's help. What we need Allah's rahmat. We need Allah's mercy. We can't deprive ourselves. Now going more specific now into the actual plague itself. As I mentioned, this is not something new in the dunya. The dunya didn't start off now, you know, 1-2 months ago, 2-3 months ago. This dunya is there from how many thousands of years already. They saw much worse things than us. Hazrat Imam Shafi Rahmatullahi, who is a giant of a scholar, an ocean of knowledge, you know, Hazrat Imam Shafi, who we're speaking about, it is that man when we take his name, Allah's rahmat comes down. This is the personality we are talking about. What did he say? He said, Ahsanu ma yudawa bihi at-ta'un at-tasbih. The best thing for you to treat a plague or an epidemic with is excessive zikr, excessive subhanallah. Subhanallah. Make it a habit now. You walk out of the masjid, instead of just, you know, talking something futile, subhanallah, subhanallah, go home, read subhanallah. When we say Allahu Akbar, what we say? What is the message of Allah? Allah is the greatest. Coronavirus is nothing in front of Allah's greatness. Allah will crush all these problems. The greatest tyrant is nothing in front of Allah's greatness. Didn't Allah show us in the Quran what happened to Fir'aun? فَأَخَذْنَاهُ وَجُنُودَهُ We took him and his army. فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمْ We flung them in the ocean. We destroyed them. We have not understood the power of Allah. We have understood medical technology. We've understood everything. Allah is the greatest. This is nothing. Put our trust in Allah, excessive zikr. This is Imam Shafi Rahmatullahi, what he says, excessive tasbih, excessive zikr. Now we go to the 5th century. In the 5th century, the plague broke out. There was an Abbasi Khalifa at that time. Those days, the rulers also were pious people. They were good people. What ruling does he give? He says, now we need to once again start this practice of commanding with good and prohibiting from evil. Like how you will hear, you know, the elders of Tabligh telling you, we need more jamaats to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said we need to revive this practice of commanding with the good and prohibiting from evil, and as well as destroy all musical instruments. All musical instruments must be destroyed. Alhamdulillah, through the barakah of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed that plague in that time, 5th century. Then we go to the 8th century, and we, Qazi Saft rahmatullahi is writing, here also, there was a severe plague that had broke out. And he says, that time people increased their sadaqah, increased their namaz, increased their zikr. They did all these things. And then he says, فَهَجَرْنَا الْبُيُوتِ وَلَزِمْنَا الْمَسَاجِدِ What we did? We left the homes and we held firm to the masjids. Within the legal requirement, I'm not saying we must break the legal requirement or break the rules of the country, but what did they do? The masjid was always a fort for the Muslims. Didn't we see how many occasions you would get the pictures coming on your phone? When the tsunami happened, everything is destroyed, the masjid is standing. How many times we didn't see this year? The masjid is the fort. The masjid is your security. This is your sanctuary. This is your protection. Hold firm to the masjid. This is what Qazi Saf Rahmatullah Ali says. فَهَجَرْنَا الْبُيُوتِ We left our homes and we held firm to the masjid. So this is now we go to the 8th century. Then we get Ibn Nujaym Rahmatullah Ali, who is a very great scholar of his time, one of the great Hanafi jurists. What does he say? He writes a whole kitab on this. And he says among the most effective actions that will repel and remove all this plagues, etc., is excessive recitation of Durood Sharif. We're just going to conclude now. Something very unique and unique incident happened in the time of Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullahi alayhi, when a plague broke out in his area and he started writing his famous kitab called Nashu Tib on the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was noticed every day that he wrote, there were no people that passed away in the town. The day he never wrote, people were passing away. Someone brought this to his attention. So he made it a point of writing every day to the barakat of writing on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah had removed that plague and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought about favorable conditions for those people. Respected friends, minimum requirement. Let us take out 15-20 minutes a day, maybe 10-15 minutes. Let us read some kitab on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it is Siratul Mustafa or Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Desai sahab damat barakatum had prepared the Qasida Burda in English on the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let us few minutes engage in Durood Sharif, inshallah, to the barakat of these a'mal, Allah will remove all these calamities. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.